Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going to Michigan. A difficult development. Alluded to it earlier. I want to put a little flesh on the skeleton on this one right now. You know, the Michigan GOP, or even the Wisconsin GOP, you would think, well, yeah, they're Republicans, but they're more traditional. They're more Michigan and Wisconsin than they are QAnon, you know, that kind of thing. You'd be wrong. You'd be dead wrong. That's a very sad thing to have to say. In Michigan, here's what they've done. The Republican Party is quite sneaky and cagey. They have decided that they want to put in among the most restrictive voting laws in this country. That includes Georgia and Texas, by the way. In other words, when they're done, They'll disadvantage urban areas. They will get rid of drop boxes. They'll get rid of no excuse absentee voting. They will leave the certification of the election into partisan hands. They will do everything possible to make it a fake election, where a gerrymandered Republican legislature can just decree, certify the Republican candidate is the winner no matter what. That's what they want to do. But they found a way to do it, and it's going to require it being overturned on constitutional grounds in the court. And here's what they've done. Michigan has a strange law. The law says that you can submit a bill to the legislature to pass, and if it doesn't pass, and this bill's not going to pass, it's not going to pass because there aren't going to be enough people voting for it. And if it did, it would go up to Gretchen Whitmer and she'd veto it. But there's a way under Michigan law to avoid the governor's veto. And what they do is you get a petition of 10. All it requires is 10% of the people who voted in the last governor election. Well, you know, you can get 10% of people. Now, 10%, it's not a high percentage to sign darn near anything. I mean, that's just a subset of the Republican Party. And there'll be a lot of gobbledygook on it. And then the title of it will be election reform or bill to keep fraud out of elections. It'll sound very good. People will sign it. You'll have operatives standing outside of grocery stores and all that kind of stuff. Then what happens is you submit it to the legislature. And if the legislature passes it and the Republicans then have some cover to pass it, they're gerrymandered, their majority. It doesn't go to the governor. She cannot veto it and it becomes law. And if you do it that way and it goes to the legislature and then they don't pass it, it goes to a referendum in the next election. It bypasses the governor. This has a very high chance of succeeding. It's only been done in Michigan 9 times since 1963. And the number 9 is magical, apparently, because there are only 9 states that have this crazy procedure where you can gin up 10% of the electorate who voted in the last election, which is just a subset of, that's even a small number, frankly, of Republicans alone. And you can put through anything and the governor can't veto it. And if you have a veto-proof, you don't even need a veto-proof majority. You have a gerrymandered majority, they'll pass it, and it automatically becomes law without the governor looking at it. And if they don't pass it for some reason, it goes on a referendum. And then there's a lot of marketing about it. This is a fair election law and all this, and people will vote essentially to take away their right to vote. Now, you may say, well, that's never happened, has it? Yeah, it has happened. It happened in Algeria about 20 years ago. They put a referendum in Algeria that said, do you want to give up your right to vote? And it passed by people who were voting because Sunni clerics said, you should vote for that. That's what happened. People, you cannot underestimate the inclination ability of people to knife themselves in the heart and to destroy their own democracy. I mean, during the Revolutionary War, if you'd taken a poll in the middle of the war, George Washington is under siege, you know, and he's wintering at Valley Forge, more than 50%, and historians, I think, agreed on this, would have said, all right, let's stop the war. the British can have some kind of control here. What the heck? I mean, you know, we're all British anyway, most of us, the rest are Dutch and okay. And maybe a little relief from taxes. In the Civil War, there was a lot of sentiment in the North to stop the Civil War in the middle and negotiate with the South and let them keep slavery, the heck with them and all this. You have no idea until you think about it, how a handful of very great people in our history, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Franklin Roosevelt. There are a lot of people who didn't want to get into the Second World War, no matter what. And it was a terrible war, but you had to stop Hitler and you had to stop the Japanese samurai culture from essentially obliterating Asia and then coming to our coast in California. You had some strong leaders. Well, the people in general are indolent. They don't pay attention and they are easily manipulated. And in Michigan right now, they're being manipulated to give up the right of the governor that they elected to use independent judgment on whether or not to veto something that takes away the right to vote. That's what's going on. So stay tuned. Watch it very, very closely, because Michigan is one of nine states. I expect the other nine to do the same thing. And then you have Georgia, and then you have Texas that have gerrymandered Republican legislatures and Republican governors who aren't going to veto it. And you're going to see a big swath of the United States that's essentially giving up its right to vote in a free election. That is going to be presented to the federal courts. And our, frankly, our last line of defense is that these federal courts, and to their credit, many of them, even ones appointed by Trump, even ones appointed by George W. Bush, and even real old ones appointed by George H.W. Bush, are standing tall. And they're saying, no, enough's enough. I hope they do it on this one, but do not take democracy for granted. You know, Tom Hartman says democracy is not a spectator sport. That's exactly right. You have to fight for it. And you have to be aware of it all the time. And in Michigan, it's getting slowly extinguished. Okay, one good development. Tony Evers has figured out a way to keep our food share aid from the federal government, which is a return of our own taxes. Even though Voss, the Republican legislature, and the Supreme Court all got rid of the mask order and we don't have an emergency order in place. What happened was, thank goodness, we have Joe Biden, a Democratic president, who obviously wants to make sure that families don't get denied food aid. And the law is that if you don't have an emergency order in effect, you don't get the food share aid. It was $50 million a month. The new announcement is it's going to be more than that, $70 million a month, $70 million a month. Voss and the Supreme Court are willing to give up. And they all say, oh, masks aren't a bad idea, but Voss has to say so. Voss says, they might be a good idea. I got to think about it. I'll get back to you next Christmas. That's what's going on. 400,000 families are going to be taken off of food aid. 400,000 families in Wisconsin. But Biden figured out a way. And all that had to happen was the Department of Health Services and the Evers administration put out a statement that says, we will coordinate COVID response efforts with local municipalities and assist local officials with contact tracing. And Biden said, oh, that's an emergency order. That's an emergency order. Here's $70 million a month. Thank goodness. But be careful of something. Voss could try to interfere with that. He could say, well, this coordination with local municipalities and helping with contact tracing is an emergency order that has to go through me. So that's invalid. We're going to go to the Supreme Court and knock that out too. He could do that. And they would go along with him lockstep. Then he would say, I'm not saying it's a bad idea. Let me think about it. Maybe by next Christmas. Yeah, we're going to lose $70 million a month. 400,000 families are not going to get food aid. And then May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December, 400,000 families without food aid, giving up $70 million a month. He hasn't said he'll do that yet. We'll see if he does. Maybe it's about time somebody figured out a way to go to federal court. That would be very nice. That would be very, very nice if somebody figured out a way to do that. And if they want to know how, tell them to give me a call. But what's happening is the 400,000 families who need food aid, Voss does not think vote for Voss or vote for Republicans. The truth is that many of them don't vote. And the truth is that Voss figures, well, if people don't vote or they're not going to vote for me, why don't we stick it to them? Why don't we stick it to them? They don't stick it to their donors. Believe me, they don't stick it to their donors. So the good news is that Biden had figured out a way and Evers went with it. We're going to get our food aid. All they had to do is put out, and this is a real weird emergency order. I mean, this isn't much of an emergency order. Coordinate COVID response efforts with local municipalities and assist local officials with contact tracing. It's pretty weak, but it was enough to check a box and get 70 million a month, 400,000 families fed. Voss is hovering. Voss is hovering. The hyena is around the junkyard looking for something to eat, looking for something weak to slay. Somebody who needs food is weak themselves, doesn't vote. Certain amount of pleasure in doing this. No political consequence. He can then go to the Republican base and say, well, I slew some of these people. All welfare. We don't want it. And none of them are going to say, but it's our money. That $70 million is going to go to California. Why don't we get it back here? And when these people have food, food has to be bought somewhere. It's good for American, for Wisconsin farmers. It's good for cheese and dairy. It's good for soybeans. It's good for a lot of things. Well, I'll think about it. May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. No food aid. No federal money coming back of our taxes going to California. As a Republican Party, if you vote for them, open your eyes. It's about time you understood what you were voting for. Going to a break. Lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay. We got